Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, November 12th, 2021, and this is broadcast number 24 of our show. I appreciate your tuning in today. Going to be going through the archives again today and investigating some materials that I started putting together the early part of this century, 2001 and 2002. This list was finally codified in 2003, the very end of 2003, as a matter of fact. Official date I usually put on this is New Year's Eve, 2003, just as I was moving from one location to another, and I found myself with a stack of business cards that had my now incorrect address on them. They said 32 Edward Street. I was moving to a different location, didn't want my wrong address on my business cards, and some of them had my old email on them too, and well, phone number was always correct. I've had the same phone number for over 20 years. I always enjoy mentioning that because most people haven't done so. Same name, same phone number, but the other information has changed. And I was left with these junk business cards, a piece of scrap paper. And I've told this story many times before. I started writing little notes to myself on them, and eventually the notes became more and more far-fetched, and it kind of morphed into a list of things to do sometime in my life. In other words, before I allowed myself to die, these things were going to happen. And I have talked about these things many times before. As I said, that the list was officially codified on December 31st, 2003. Now, the thing is, the list can be added to. I've bought more business cards, and even the ones that have my correct information on them, and I've stopped putting my home address on the things, by the way. Even the ones that have my correct information, I still use occasionally as scrap paper or to write down something important, like having a cartoon published in the New Yorker. I know that's where we left off last time. I have, it was October 1st was the last time I busted out these cards, and I said I'd get back to them. It was the kind of thing I did usually at the end of the year, because I always think like December on these things. Like starting a new year, you're making goals. On Politics After Dark TV show, I used to bust the cards out every December and see how I was doing, you might say. And I remember we left off with the have cartoon published in New York. I have so many good ideas. If only I could draw. If only I could draw. A few of these have the word have in them. The next one says have a compound. Like, not just a fancy house, but like a whole compound where you have like the guest house and the game house and, you know, the pool house and the, you know, the sports arena and the tavern and whatever else you got going on your property. I'm going to have a compound someday. Someday. As I said, some of these are a little bit more far-fetched than others. One just says, have a view. And I mean, I'll know when I see it. I have a view. I can look out my window. I can see something. I see the neighbor's house. I want like a spectacular view at some place where I live or work in the future. Next card says, Hirschfeld-esque drawing of myself. It used to say Hirschfeld. I don't remember when cartoonist Al Hirschfeld died. I could look it up. Guy who did famous caricatures. He's got a very distinct style of everyone. He drew everyone. And he is deceased, so I need someone who draws in that style to do a caricature of me someday. Next card reads, host a festival. I had planned to put on a festival in the city of Binghamton, 2010, the summer of 2010. It was going to be called Freedom Fest. This is when Douglas Walter Drazen was supposed to be mayor of that town. That did not come together, and I took my Freedom Fest toys and went home. Didn't feel like hosting a festival anymore following that event, but someday I will. Next says, host Saturday Night Live. That would be fun too. Hosting Saturday Night Live would be fun, something to do in the future. Ooh, hot tub, that's a good one. Now, I know, like, you can buy a hot tub for like a couple hundred bucks. The thing is, I want to be in a position to use it, like have a really nice one, use it from time to time, and be in a climate conducive to such, I guess, to kind of work anywhere, even work in cold weather, that's the whole point. But it's tough, and you know, you got a little kid, or if you're working all the time, it's like, maybe someday when I retire, empty nesters with a hot tub. I'll speak to Mrs. O'Connell about that one. Next card, or did I, you may hear my cats in the background. They're talking to one another right now. I imagine that it's probably tough to have a hot tub if you have cats walking around too. You don't want them taking a dip. The next card reads, IHOP late night with my son. My son is enamored of the fact that, now he loves IHOP. Who doesn't? He's enamored of the fact that they never close. That IHOP will sell you pancakes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he just thinks that's so amazing. And that someday I would go to IHOP after midnight with my son when I like to eat pancakes too. To me, like, I mean, that's the most enjoyable experience of life, hanging out at a diner with your friends late at night. That's me. And I would love to do that with my own child, who wouldn't be a child at the time, like when my son was older. That's one thing I've missed out on. I've spoken about this before, that my own father died when I was 24, but really he had cancer for a couple years before that, so really we didn't get to do much from the time I was of age. Let's say I was like 21, and he was near the end at that point, and we never got the chance to have a true, meaningful adult relationship, my father and me. Is one thing I'm sorry I missed out on. I look forward to doing that with my own child someday. Next card is where you cut to commercial. If you know, poignant moment, you cut to commercial. No, we keep going here. We keep rolling. The next card says, invent a dance. That would be cool. Like, oh, he's doing the O'Connell. Like, to come up with your own dance and like have people doing that in a club. Ooh, next card reads, Ireland. I have never been to the home country before. I've never been to Ireland. I also made a note on there. It says castle, ? Like, would I stay in a castle? I know you can do these things, like Airbnb style. Like, you can rent out a castle for a night or a few nights. Would I stay in a castle for a week? That sounds fun. Go to Ireland, do that. Next is the title of a book I'm going to write, or have been writing for the last 20 years. It's called It's Not Rocket Science, It's Political Science. And I could write the book, it's slam dunk, and you'd sell a million copies if I were famous already. The trick is, you got to be famous first, and then, I mean, you write a bunch of garbage, people still buy your book. This book would be great, and it's called It's Not Rocket Science, It's Political Science. And it could be used as a pop political science textbook, or I shouldn't say textbook, just a book, or a real primer at the college level, of intro to a political science textbook. Next card reads Kennedy Goldwater. This was it's either going to be a short story, full novel, a play, movie treatment, haven't decided yet, on the fictitious 1964 election between John F. Kennedy and Barry Goldwater. Had John F. Kennedy not been assassinated at the end of 63. Now, truth be told, if I look at this as a scientist, I would think that if it were Kennedy running, the GOP probably would not have put up Goldwater that year. They would have gone with someone more centrist, maybe that Rockefeller, someone of that ilk. But it's a movie. I can make it whatever I want. The Kennedy-Goldwater election that never happened. Next card reads Key West. I'm not just going to Key West, I'm driving to Key West from points north. Let's say you start at Miami and you drive down that US-1, the last, I don't even know how long it is. It's not that long, but it's like slow going along that old federal highway. US 1 takes you to like the ends of the earth there, like travel from the Florida Peninsula south, and then you bow west into the Gulf of Mexico, I guess. I don't know, there's no sign really where the Atlantic stops and the Gulf of Mexico begins. You travel west along that road. I think you pass Ted Williams' house, and you pass Hemingway's house, and yeah, you end up in Key West. Next card reads, lead a big band. I want to be the leader of a big band, like think 1930s swing band, like Duke Ellington or Benny Goodman or Tommy Dorsey. I want to lead a big band. Here's another-esque, Leroy Neiman-esque painting of myself. Leroy Neiman, who would talk about a distinctive style. I mean, if you saw his stuff, you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy. I hate to even call him paintings. His artwork is so amazing. And yeah, he was commercially successful. And I've talked about this before. Just because you're a commercially successful artist doesn't mean you are a bad artist. You know, other snobby art critics look down their nose at you. But I think Leroy Neiman is one of the geniuses of our time. And he was into sports. He had a long association with Playboy magazine. Like, he hits all the marks for me. Of course, I would want myself done in such a style. Now, Mr. Neiman has passed away since I started this list. I will have to find one of his imitators to handle that for me. Here's another drive. This one says Loneliest Road. That's US 50 out in Nevada. It's called the Loneliest Road in America. I have driven across Nevada. I cheated, though. I went on I-80. You don't want to do that. You don't want to take the interstate. You want to go on the old federal highway. You want to take US 50 someday. You're going to take some convincing. My family do that one with me. Here's another one. It's Louisiana below New Orleans. Now, I'd have to look at a map and see all the roads in this way. There might be some like Louisiana state highways in there, too, or some parish roads. They don't call them counties there, the parishes. That, you know, we think of New Orleans as being like the bottom of the country. That now there's more bayou below New Orleans. And that to me seems a great place to visit and to drive and explore. Taking those roads south, points south and west of New Orleans in Louisiana. That, to me, seems like a good time. This one just says, make mark on the world. I'll know it when I see it. Ooh, man of the year. I gotta find somebody gonna give me a man of the year designation for doing something. I'm not quite sure what. Running a marathon. I always wanted to run a marathon. I did a half marathon. That was about half as fun as running in an actual marathon. It's going to be one of these days. One of these days. Next one reads the Mike O'Connell special. Some restaurant, I want them to, you know, this is the kind of thing you dream of, like, oh, the restaurant would name a sandwich after you or something. It's like it'd be called the Mike O'Connell special. Not quite sure what that would be yet. Now, I mean, old days at Nurture's Pizza used to be, let's see, two white and a mug root beer, gotcha free blue cheese. I think that was Mike O'Connell special for a while, and I was going one red, one white for a while. I think that got you free blue cheese too. And I think I used to pair that with a half iced tea, half lemonade. Yes, I stole that one from Arnold Palmer. But as long as I was splitting, and just something to think about for future incarnations of myself who. Obviously paid more attention to the clock than I did. I gotta hit the music here. We're getting near the end. And I'll tell you that on that note of having you know, a sandwich named after yourself or like a special restaurant, yeah, you know you're somebody when you got a special named after yourself. Like somebody walks in the restaurant and says, I'll have the Mike O'Connell. Or when an old lady says, I'll have what she's having. What is she having? She was having the Mike O'Connell. Anyway, I appreciate your tuning in to Math and Musings today. Math and Musings is created by Mike O'Connell. That's me. Hope you tune in every Friday. For more information or to contact, go to MikeO'ConnellJr.com.